November, December, 7th, 9th, 10th, 7th, 8th, 9th. But they're not the 7th, 8th, and 9th month. They moved them.
2/11.
It's what? September is the 9th month. November is the 11th. October. October 8th. You can see the similarity in the counting. But they changed it.
When he was born?
They were born in June.
Who?
6 months.
According to the
Christianity.
The Bible, like how living the faith, it never could be in that period.
There is one statement in our social cult that these festivals take place according to the convenience of the people. When I was child and I was asked to write essays on these Diwali, Dashera, Holi, so they said that these festivals are celebrated on very right time. What right time? That Deepavali and Dashera is the time just when rain stops and Sharad comes. It's very nice time. And people are doing their business and earning also. So it's the time with money. The people are with money. So they have Diwali. Similarly, this crop is sown there and in January and February it is cut and the farmer gets a lot of crop. So this Holi comes on the month of March. Like this. So they say according to convenience they celebrate this festival. I don't know that in 25th December what is convenient for Western culture. But important thing is Maharaj told that there was a person, he was like Hiranyakashipu in Bengal. Bengal is a place which is full of Shakta Upasak. Shakti means power, Devi. So they are worshippers of Devi. In fact, these people are Hiranyakashipu, Asur. Because they are very clever. Not intelligent, clever. Intelligent people are those who surrender to Krishna. And clever people are those who are clever in proving false as truth. They are clever. So he was clever. His name was Maharaj told his name also. I have written somewhere, I will tell you. You know, he wanted that everyone should become Shakt Upasak. Everyone should worship Devi. He saw that in Hindus there are two main festivals. One is Dashera and one is Ram Navami. One is Dashera and one is Ram Navami. He just thought if somehow or other, if he connects these days with worshipping of Durga, it will be a very good thing for him. Then Devi will be worshipped like anything. His name was, I'll tell you, unka naam tha, ye Uma Didi ko mano Kirti Varsh kuch uska naam tha. His name was Kirti Varsh or Kirti Varsh, I have written, I could not understand his name. Uma Didi knows his name. About 350 years before, he wrote a Ramayana. What is Ramayana? Ram Katha. So, superseding Valmiki Ramayana and other Ramayana, most popular is another Ramayana, is Tulsidas Ramayana. But 350 years before, he wrote a Ramayana. He said that when Ram came to know that Sita is with Ravan and it is difficult to defeat Ravan, so I should worship Durga. She is mother of whole universe and full of power. if he gives me benediction, then I will be successfully able to win Ravan. So he did worshipping of Durga. Where in the south he went there and he did worshipping. For worshipping he arranged 108 lotus flowers.
Ram. According to Ram.
You keep on asking me. No, you should ask. It was Ram. Ram thought it is difficult to defeat Ravan for me. So I should worship Mother Durga. She is mother of all universe and all potent. If she gives me benediction, then I will be able to kill Ravan. So I should please Durga. For this, he arranged a very methodical worshipping in some south of India. He arranged 108 lotus flowers. And when he was offering, he offered 107 lotus flowers. Before offering, he has to chant a few mantras. And after mantras, it was essential to offer a flower. When he chanted 107, he offered 107 flowers. On 108th time, he chanted the mantras and he was about to offer the flower. He saw that flower is not there. Flower is missing. So what should he do? Now he has chanted the mantras and flower is out to be offered. Otherwise whole worshipping will be damaged. He says, people call me Kamal Nayan. He says, people call me Kamal Nayan. My eyes are like lotus. So let me offer my eyes. He put his one knife from there and he is just going to take out his eye to offer to Durga. Yeah, Ram. That Durga suddenly manifested from there.
So that's not a true story. This is just according to the Bengali.
It is absolutely imaginary extrapolation and concoction of that Bengali Hiranyakashipu. So, after hearing this story, he could successfully establish that Ram worshipped Durga and Durga is all potent to give benediction. When Durga gave benediction to Ram, then Ram was able to kill Ravan. Now Maharaj was saying that suppose if we assume that today Ravan was killed, then 3 days after today, Ram should go to Ayodhya, and this coming to Ayodhya should not take even 20 days from today. Even this 20 days is against the scriptural time. According to Indian mythology, Indian celebration with conviction, they are celebrating Deepavali after 20th day. That is also wrong. He said, in fact, what happened? It was rainy season. There was a talk between Sugriv and Ram, a treaty that you help me, I will help you. What was the help asked from Sugriv? He said that my wife has been taken away by my brother Bali. Sugriv gave to Ram that my brother has taken away my wife, Tara. If you kill my brother and give my wife back, then I will help your mission, you help my mission. There was a treaty between Ram and Sugriv. Sugriv, Ram did it. As all of us know, Ram did it. He killed Bali and Bali got back his wife, Tara. Oh, sorry, Sugriv got his back. Tara was devotee of Ram. More than Sugriv, Maharaj was saying. Now, after rainy season, when the rain stops, he says, say about 15 days before rain stops. When the rainy season stopped, Ram sent Lakshman to Sugriv, said, go there with your arrow and bow with in your hand. Show your resentment and anger to Sugriv that you had treaty, that you will help me, you have not done anything, though I have performed my portion of the treaty. When Lakshman went there, he saw that when Sugriv got his wife Tara back, he was busy in enjoyment, sense gratification. He was very angry. Who? Lakshman was very angry. He says that I can kick out this whole Brahmand, but to speak of you, you will not stay here. Sugriv was very much angry because he knew that Ram has killed Bali, and Bali is so much powerful, so he can kill anyone, he can do anything. He was trembling. He was unable to come before Lakshman also. Then he took his wife, who? Tara. He took his wife Tara in front, as Indra took Surabhi in front, Surabhi cow, and offered to Krishna. He took Tara in front. He took Tara in front and then he went before Ram. He said, okay, I will do today. Then he sent Hanuman, and he sent four teams in different directions. Hanuman went to south, and from south Hanuman came to know that there is Sita, and he got the message. Say the whole thing took place 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, and today they decided this day. And he says that it is in our scriptures. The name of today which is celebrated is Vijayadashmi. Vijayadashmi. So this is the day when Ram performed a vow that today he starts his attack on Ravan for victory. Today is the day when he starts his attack on Ravan for victory. So today they started the functioning to go to Lanka and attack. And it took say 5 months or 6 months to accomplish it, just collecting the monkeys and all the soldiers of monkeys. Then they went to that side. Then he made Rameshwaram worshipping like this important place, Rameshwaram. So people say that he worshipped Shiva with the thought that Shiva is Ishwar of Ram. But Shiva came and he says, no, it is wrong belief. I am not Ishwar of Ram. Rameshwar means, Ram means Ishwar of that person. I am that person whose Ishwar is Ram. So Rameshwar. Rameshwar is the name of Shiva. Then that was, they got the stones, they threw the stone. Ram also did it. Maharaj says this thing. But that stone was drawn. He could not make the stone float. Then Hanuman said, if you throw someone, how he can float? This is a very famous story. So he says that it took 6 months. And then on 6 months he killed Ravan. And then he came back. This is a reasonable time story. So today we have to take Vijayadashmi, Chet ke mahine mein. Durga ji kaun thi? So Maharaj says, they say this Hiranyakashipu of Bengal, he attached that this, because Ram worshipped Durga, so we should also worship Durga. And these 9 days of Vijayadashmi, Durga Puja is done. And the 9 days of Ram Navami, when Ram was born, they do Durga Puja. In whole India it is being celebrated like this. This is the conspiracy of that man which is fully fulfilled. He says, but victory Durga got today, that we are worshipping Durga. Konsa kile fateh kiya tha? Which force she won? He was using a phrase in Hindi. Which force she won? Win won. She won Durga. So there is no question of worshipping Durga, because Durga is not connected in any leela or in any activity of these days. Then he said, Vijay ke liye yatra. Today's day in jungle beneath a tree, this was decided by Ram today, that we start victory for over Ravana. So this is called Vijayadashmi. And Ram,
when
for this,
in the jungle, when was it?
Today?
Yes, in
Ram Lila. Huh?
In Ram
Lila. Yeah, in Ram Lila today.
Yeah, which? Okay.
You want to know that?
No, it's okay.
Which month and which day?
Yeah, because in Ram Lila there's so many things that he
says,
but I don't know exactly when he said. Now I saw
the war
before he met Bali or killed Bali.
First he met Sugriv.
Yes.
Then he killed Bali. And then they met, they did a treaty with Sugriv. Then he killed Bali. He returned Tara. And he waited for 6 months, 4, 5, 6 months. Then rainy season came. And still Sugriv did not do anything. Then he became little perturbed. Then he sent Lakshman. And then Lakshman decided. And he spoke harsh on Sugriv. Then Sugriv sent Hanuman. And Hanuman, this was at this month. Hanuman went there. He brought, Maharaj says, say about 15-20 days before from today. Just there was a name of tree, symbol tree, having red flowers. And beneath that tree, everyone assembled. And Ram and Lakshman, he fastened his arrow, and this was the symbol that Vijayadashmi starts. He says that in our tradition, if we see all Kshatriyas on this day, today, they sharpen their weapon. This is the tradition. This tradition is from that tradition that Ravana, in order to have victory over Ravana, Ram did it. So Maharaj says, suppose if we think that Ravana was killed today, then the calculation that it took 7 months for him to come back to Ayodhya does not fit anywhere. So we cannot say that Diwali is a festival, it takes place about 20 days ahead of this date, that is today's date, is the function when Ram came back to his town, his place, Ayodhya. But if we see that next day of Deepavali, we do Govardhan Puja. You must all be knowing that next day of Deepavali, we do Govardhan Puja. With this thing, Govardhan Puja, we understand that, frankly speaking, Deepavali is connected with Krishna, not with Ram Lila. Why? Because when we do puja, so we first remove the dalidar. Dalidar means poverty. Poverty and unhappiness from our house. In order to remove the poverty and unhappiness, we play with the soup. You know, there is in our house, to clear this grain, to clean this grain.
Winnow the grain?
Eh?
Winnow the grain?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is called soup. And you must not be having any English name, I don't know. It is not sieve. Sieve is like this and the thing goes on. It's like this and this. And having three side border, one side open. You put grain on it. So Maharaj says, Soup bhajati, and that we make voice of it. By this voice, daridra, these the poverty and inauspiciousness goes away, runs away. And then we put lamp so that light, real light, light of knowledge comes in and ignorance goes away. Deepavali ka samband Govardhan puja se hai. So Govardhan, go means cow. And go means all Brajvasis. Their vardhan means to improve and increase them. Unki puja se ek din pehle daridrata bhagai jati hai. So this was, and they play over the soup. And one day before we just put lamps at our house and enlighten our house. Therefore, what we should do on Deepavali? Instead of worshipping Lakshmi Ganesh, in Indian tradition, every Indian, we did also do, on Deepavali, we always worship Lakshmi and Ganesh. In fact, it is assumed that any worship you do, first you have to do worshipping of Ganesh. This is a tradition. Then we worship Lakshmi. We worship Lakshmi. Lakshmi is goddess of money. So, all those rich people, they worship Lakshmi with putting money also there. There is a system that we put a plate, in that plate butter and milk is put and some silver or gold coins are put on it and some notes, currency is also put on this. And then we worship Lakshmi and Ganesh. If you go any house or any shop in India on the day of Deepavali, in the evening, this worship is that is done everywhere without fail. And Maharaj says this has got nothing to do. It is imposter. Pakhand hai. It is, you know, imposter?
Yeah.
Imposterness, what I should say.
It's imposed. You know, when you put
something
on
it. Yeah. It's not fact. Yeah. It is bogus. Fully bogus. Unauthorized, unauthentic. We should worship today Radha Krishna with lamps. This must be the worship. It is Kartik month, and Kartik month is of Radha Rani. We are bound to, and we should always connect each and everything with Krishna. This is our intelligence. So today, that is on Dashera, we can connect it. There was a fight between Krishna and gopis. Sometimes it's said that you are Ram in your previous birth, similar. Maharaj was saying that there was, we know when we have gone to the Kamyavan and Maharaj narrates a Leela, on this day there was fight between gopis and Krishna, that it's said that you are Ram in your previous birth. Ram was so much powerful that he made a bridge over sea and with the help of his associates, monkeys. Can you do anything of that sort? What should I do? Make a bridge over here. There was a very big type of pond full of water, fields full of water. So Krishna just played over the flute and millions of monkeys came and he just squinted at them. He came with a stone, big stones. They were not stones, rather rocks. We saw that they were rocks last time. And they threw the rocks and they made a bridge over this. So all gopis crossed that bridge, and after crossing that bridge, Krishna also crossed. Krishna said, okay, now you should accept my strength. Oh, what you did? Just played over the flute and asking to accept your strength. All is done by monkeys. What you did? If you really want to prove that you have done, then you should fight. You should have a fight with us. Then they decided, say, some gopis and maybe Radha Rani. Dear Maharaj was telling this story. Today he did not say this story, that you should have fight. Then Radharani and Krishna had fight, and Radharani defeated Krishna. Krishna was flat on the ground, and Radharani was over Krishna, and all the gopis were playing on the clapping and saying that you are defeated. He says, who says I am defeated? He got up and he started jumping. I won. How did you win? He says, look, my nose was up and her nose was down. So this is the leela which took place today. So we should connect this leela from today. And today Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu also, they were infused today's leela. Mahaprabhu took one wood and one rope, and he made a bow, and he took an arrow, and he says, oh, Ravana has taken my Sita. And Nityananda Prabhu also became Lakshman. Yes, where is he also in this way, where is Bhavi? I think he said Bhavi like this. And they had this avesh of Ram and Ravana. And all those like Murari Gupta became monkey. They were running here and there like Ram Leela. So they performed Leela today in Mahaprabhu. So again the topic was changed, and the question was asked by Kavita, I think, that when we have Vaishnava with us, we are humble also, we are in dham also, and this is the three things you said are required, then why there is delay?
She said
humbleness. Adita is also there, and Rasik Vaishnav is there. Rasik Katha is there, and humbly we are listening that Katha. Humbleness, she said, in the dham. And humbleness is also there. There's three things are there. Why that there is delay? You know delay? Mm-hmm. Delay in what?
Waiting.
Train is for Bhakti to come.
Yeah. Iske alawa, he said, maybe Guru, we have taken shelter, not competent enough. Not competent enough, like, like Gop Kumar. He touched and maybe that our heart is not melt. It appears that we are humble. We may not be humble. Still we have got Anni Abhilashita. And so when we listen, then listener and the person who speaks both must be nirdosh, without any flaw, flawless. Mara said, sometimes Guru praises, and it's very difficult to know whether it is real praise or artificial praise.
What praise?
The question was asked by someone, I should mention the question, that Krishna is doing ras with gopis. Then how will he take care for us? He said, I am very, 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 very ordinary living entity. He said to him, very, very ordinary living entity. There is no tinge of Krishna fame in me. And still I am telling Krishna Katha to all of you. And it appears you are getting benefit out of it. Some benefit you are getting. My main aim is to get Krishna fame, and I am absorbed in my main purpose. But still I try to keep care of every one of you. He was saying, I take care, I have worry, I think about everyone of you. Then he switched over to his guru. He says, my guru has lakhs of disciples. And he was all connected with each and every disciple in a way that every disciple was thinking that my guru loves me the best, most. This was his feeling. He said, once I collected a bhiksha of 7 rupees and 50 paisa, about 50 years before, and I brought it to my guru. And he was so pleased, he said, you have done my best service. You have not, no one has done such a best service. You have done the most good service to me. He said, I was very much happy. Then I thought, have I done the best service? There are many people who have given more than this bhiksha, but my guru was praising me like anything. Many times guru says, you are my best servant. In fact, Krishna is expert in cheating. So guru is also expert in cheating. But the purpose of cheating is different. This way, the cheating, if guru says you have done my best service, is it the best service to collect money and give guru? Is it the best service? No. But when guru says this thing, then disciple's affection, love and attachment for his guru increases millions times. So the purpose of the statement is to increase the guru. Statement is not important. Important is the result of that statement, and that result is love for guru. So Krishna and guru cheats many times in this way. Vanchana karte hain, but the purpose of vanchana is to generate more and more love. That when guru becomes happy on his disciple and he says, you have done a good service, he is really happy, and his happy mood reflects from his face and action. Sometimes he may be doing jokes, jesting. Sometimes he may be jesting. That is also reflected from his face. And sometimes he is very happy. That also reflects from his face. Frankly, Krishna also did the same. So Uddhav, he says, you are one of the dearest, most. If we go Gita, through Gita, we say he is appreciating one time, Jnani Bhakta also. He says, four type of people surrenders to me. One is Arth, Artharthi, Jigyasu and Jnani. Then he is there declaring that top is Jnani. But at the same time, he is declaring yogis are very good bhaktas. Then among yogis, he says, who surrenders to me, very good bhaktas. And then he is saying, Narad, you are very good bhaktas for me. Then he is saying, Uddhav, you are my soul. And then to gopis, he is saying something else. So Krishna is declaring everyone, you are my best devotee. But still some best remains somewhere else. So Maharaj says that guru appreciates, and it's not what important appreciates. He takes care of each and living entity. When a person can do it, by God cannot do it. So though Krishna is very much absorbed in loving affairs with gopis, but his achintya shakti, by his inconceivable potency, he is also well aware of all those entities, all those living entities which are in this material ocean. This is said. So this much is the today's class, I think. There was a very, very big movement a few days before that Ganeshji drank milk. Have you gone through it?
All the deities.
What's about not leaving the milk?
It
was supposedly drinking the milk.
How can we say? He says, okay, in our scriptures it is said that if you are taking a bhog, very good bhog, good chapati, puri, halwa, and a dog comes and stares at it, then it is
unofferable.
Why? Because God has dog has spoiled it by seeing. If by seeing a dog can spoil it, why God can't eat it with seeing it? It is called seeing bhog. So when Krishna eats by his glance, if some demigod somehow or some devi devta it appears they drank it, it's not a very important thing. He says to me, if it is said that they have drunk it, it is the same thing as if they have not drunk it. Because if we offer with when our God, Krishna eats every time without finishing it. So if he finishes also sometime, it's not a strange thing to me. So he did not place his surprise to it. He was very calm on this subject.
But,
did you ask this thing?
No, never yet.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became very pleased. In order to feed the devotees, he accepted 5 of them. The 7 remaining pots were pushed forward and delivered to the priest. Then the 5 pots of sweet rice the Lord had accepted were distributed among the 5 devotees, and they ate the prasad. Being identical with the Gopinath deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already tasted and eaten the pots of sweet rice. Yet just to manifest devotional service, he again ate the pots of sweet rice as a devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed that night at the temple, engaged in congregational chanting. In the morning, after seeing the Mangal Arti performance, he departed. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally tasted with his own mouth the transcendental qualities of Gopalji, Gopinath, and Sri Madhavendra Puri. Thus I have described both the transcendental glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees and the highest limit of ecstatic love of God. One who hears this narration with faith and devotion attains the treasure of love of Godhead at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, following in their footsteps.
Prabhu Nishtananda Kriya Saita Vagadha Jivasadi Gaudha Sabhita.
This ends Chapter 4 of the Madhya Leela, Sri Madhavendra Puri's devotional service. And now Chapter 5 of the Madhya Leela, the activities of Sakshi Gopal. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appeared as Sakshi Gopal to benefit a Brahmin. For 100 days, Sakshi Gopal traveled through the country, walking on his own legs. Thus, his activities are wonderful. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Walking and walking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his party finally arrived at Yajapur on the river Vaitarani. There he saw the temple of Varaha Dev and offered his obeisances unto him. In the temple of Varahadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in chanting and dancing and offering prayers. He passed that night in the temple. Afterwards, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the town of Cuttack to see the temple of the witness Gopal. When he saw the deity of Gopal, he was very much pleased with his beauty. While there, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in chanting and dancing for some time, and being overwhelmed, he offered many prayers to Gopal. That night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the temple of Gopal, and along with all the devotees, he heard the narration of the witness Gopal with great pleasure. Previously, when Nityananda Prabhu had toured all over India to see different places of pilgrimage, he also had come to see Sakshi Gopal at Cuttack. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu had heard the story of Sakshi Gopal from the townspeople. He now recited this again, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the narration with great pleasure. Formerly, at Vidyanagara in South India, there were two Brahmins who made a long tour to see different places of pilgrimage. First of all, they visited Gaya, then Kashi, then Prayag. Finally, with great pleasure, they came to Mathura. After reaching Mathura, they started visiting the different forests of Vrindavan and came to Govardhan Hill. They visited all 12 forests, and at last came to the town of Vrindavan. In the village of Panchakroshi, Vrindavan, at the site where the Govinda temple is now situated, there was a great temple where gorgeous worship of Gopal was performed. After taking baths at different bathing places along the river Yamuna, such as Keshi Ghat and Kaliya Ghat, the pilgrims visited the temple of Gopal. Afterwards, they took rest in that temple. The beauty of the Gopal deity stole away their minds, and feeling great happiness, they remained there for 2 or 4 days. One of the two Brahmins was an old man, and the other was young. The young man was assisting the old one. Indeed, the young Brahmin always rendered service to the older one, and the old man, being very satisfied with his service, was pleased with him. The older man told the younger,
"You have rendered various types of service to me. You have assisted me in traveling to all these places of pilgrimage. Even my own son does not render such service. By your mercy, I did not become fatigued while on this tour. If I do not show you any respect, I will be ungrateful. Therefore, I promise to give you my daughter in charity."
The younger Brahmin replied, "My dear sir, please hear me. You are saying something very unusual. Such a thing never happens. You are a most aristocratic family man, well educated and very rich. I am not at all aristocratic, and I am without a decent education and have no wealth. Sir, I am not a suitable bridegroom for your daughter. I render service to you only for the satisfaction of Krishna. Lord Krishna is very pleased by service rendered to Brahmins, and when the Lord is pleased, the opulence of one's devotional service increases." The older Brahmin replied,
"My dear boy, do not doubt me. I will give you my daughter in charity. I have already decided this."
The young Brahmin said, "You have a wife and sons, and you have a large circle of relatives and friends. Without the consent of all your friends and relatives, it is not possible to give me your daughter in charity. Just consider the story of Queen Rukmini and her father Bhishmak. King Bhishmak wanted to give his daughter Rukmini in charity to Krishna, but Rukmi, his eldest son, objected. Therefore, he could not carry out his decision." The elderly Brahmin said,
"My daughter is my own property. If I choose to give my property to someone, Who has the power to stop me? My dear boy, I will give my daughter to you in charity, and I will neglect the position of all others. Do not doubt me in this regard. Just accept my proposal.
So the younger Brahmin replied, if you have decided to give your young daughter to me, then say so before the Gopal deity. Coming before Gopal, the elderly Brahmin said,
my dear Lord, please witness that I have given my daughter to this boy.
Then the younger Brahmin addressed the deity, saying, my dear Lord, you are my witness. I shall call for you to testify if it is necessary later on. After these talks, the two Brahmins started for home. As usual, the young Brahmin accompanied the elderly Brahmin as if the older Brahmin were a guru or spiritual master, and rendered him service in various ways.